The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Sleep he sang to me, in dreams he came. That voice which calls to me and speaks my name. And do I dream again, for now I find the phantom of the opera.
Welcome back to Globally Local FM, everybody.
Holy shit. Inside
fucking
my mind?
Shit.
Inside your mind. So much so that Rudy died.
What was that song from?
Fucking.
It's from Phantom of the Opera.
I thought it was from The Lion King. Well.
Nope.
You learned something.
The song is called Phantom of the Opera as well.
Yeah. So it does seem that Rudy has departed, Sid. So how do you feel officially taking over the coup? Like we're, you know, we didn't want to announce it last episode, or sorry, two episodes ago, but we are kicking Rudy out in favor.
Oh no, Rudy came back and went away again.
Can't believe them! Propaganda!
We didn't sedate him properly. That's a bummer.
Fuck. Okay, untie him.
Episode 106! Global Local FM! Every city, different city.
Karkush, kush, 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 kush.
Astana, Kazakhstan.
This is a very nice and disjointed start today.
Sid will add a lot of effects to make that funny, as if I'm getting strangled or something.
What? It'll be complete silence with just your audio.
Please.
Well, friends, what do we know about Kazakhstan?
Diesel engines there have a hard time starting up.
That's one thing.
They have apples and walnuts, which are famous.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I learned that they have Comic-Con there, apparently.
Oh!
Did you know my dear, close, personal friend Mats Mikkelsen was there for Comic-Con in 2023?
Whoa. What? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That's and what did he say? Crazy.
You're making me mads.
Damn. Can't believe he said that. What does he have against Kazakhstan?
I don't know. Maybe he's just a bit prejudiced. But let's jump into the facts, since nobody's talking about Jack, huh?
Well, if you have some beef of the week.
Infrequent bus routes. If you have a bus route, you don't be infrequent about it.
Amen.
I was in a place that I usually don't go to due to having very, like, lack of public transport, looking after a dog. And there is a bus there that I was planning to take on the evening of Saturday because I wanted to go have dinner at the destination of the bus. Okay, so the bus, I'll just add place names because that probably makes it more intuitive. The bus ends at Strathmore. I wanted to have dinner at Strathmore because I had never been. I rock up to the bus stop heroically, I might add. And I find out that this bus, which has a regular weekday service, has 6 total services on a Saturday. And 0 on a Sunday. And to that I say, if you can't drive every day of the week, don't drive at all. I think that's just really bad and specifically ruined my dinner plans.
I think the city of Melbourne should give me the keys to the bus and I should drive it.
That would be pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Well, be careful. The back wheels are needed on a bus.
I go away for one episode, I ship you away, and I come back and this is the thanks I get?
Yes.
Exactly. I decked out your shipping container.
What the fuck are you gonna do about it? Square up, little fam.
I put a chandelier in there, bitch.
Oh. That's might pretty be fancy.
Anyone else got a beef of the week?
David Attenborough says that eating beef is the worst thing ever.
Is that actually true? Because yes. That sounds like something that you just pulled out of your ass.
No. For the environment, eat other meats if you can, but the beef is the most bad one.
Mashallah.
Because they be farting, them cows, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Them things be tooting.
Yeah.
All right.
So, my beef of the week is the mildest one. I bought two separate Vaseline lip products. One is the little tub, and one is the little disc, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is excellent. This works great. What the fuck is this trash? This tub is horrendous. I fucking hate the tub. Whoever made it sucks. Not for, like, general Vaseline, it's great. For lip therapy, the texture is off. It doesn't hydrate the same.
I used to use the little tub, and I always thought it was good.
Well, I'm sorry, Henry, you're wrong.
It's really heartbreaking to find out like that I was just wrong all along.
Yeah.
And I, like a fool, I was just sitting there putting Vaseline on my lips like, la 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 la, this is so great. And then here I find out a few years later, I'm a simpleton and a stupid.
Yeah, I mean, like, the disc is so much better. You can dip your lips in it directly.
Okay.
You kiss your Vaseline, basically.
Imagine he opens the disc and you just see there's like a lip imprint there. Like a mold. No. Just fucking it up like a mwah.
Oh no.
A little bit of tongue.
Oh Jesus.
Just a second little swirl.
Oh. I guess better all than right. Opening a peanut jar and seeing like a hole in there.
Okay. Friends, Astana, Kazakhstan. Astana is the capital of Kazakhstan. And Kazakhstan is a Central Asian country south of Russia. It is one of seven Stan countries. So countries that end in, well, Stan. It borders the Caspian Sea, which is the world's largest inland body of water. Did you guys know that?
Isn't it drying out?
Could be.
Damn.
Not gonna be largest for a while if I can help it.
Well, I mean, you're gonna have to be quick with it, I guess. If you want to make that end soon.
I'm pulling the sun closer to Earth second by second as we speak.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
You're probably gonna kill us all with that, but... Yeah, I respect your dedication, I guess. Kazakhstan only has around 20 million population, which I found surprising. Much like Australia, it makes it one of the least dense countries on Earth. And then they got Street View coverage in 2022, which is pretty cool. Hell yeah.
Gotta love it. Well, anyways...
Would you like to start then, Mr. Eagle?
If you have heard an eagle in your life say, ka-ka, ka-ka, run the other way, because that's a man in a suit, Henry. Anyways.
That's why it was so large.
Anyways. Damn. We've done been fucked up, Sarge. Hailstorms hit the Igris district of Aktobe region, causing panic amongst residents. You would think, wow, hail, what's so bad about it? Well, the unexpected nature of nature has hit the residents of village of Shembertal especially hard. According to witnesses, and I've seen a picture I can attest, the hailstorm, which began around 6 in the evening, was the size of an egg. Each those like ice pieces like the small things, literally were the size of a chicken egg. The hailstones that fell from the sky pierced the roofs of houses and the metal sheets of barns. Vehicles and farm buildings were damaged. The villagers say they have never seen anything like it before. It literally was like a freak weather event.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I would hate to be caught outside during that.
Bro, you're fucking probably dead.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it would be much worse with, like, ostrich eggs.
Okay.
Sid.
That's what killed the dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's what killed the fucking dinosaurs, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I apologize to Kazakh dinosaurs.
You know, I did actually look at that. They have opened the prehistoric part of their national museum in the capital.
Oh, shit.
Yes. So there's some diggings out there with dinosaur bones. That is true.
When I say pale, say paleontology. Pale.
Paleontology.
Thank you.
I am not entertaining this madness. Anyways... let's do the favorite segment that we always do in like Central Asia. Freak weather event, a hailstorm like this. How are you surviving, guys? Tell me the steps.
Oh, I love it. All right. Step one, make sure you're inside.
What happens if you're already outside?
I'm glad you asked, Rudy.
Bury yourself alive.
That's a good option. My suggestion was going to...
If you don't want it, you don't. Well, basically, you don't want it to hit your head, right? So do the thing as ostriches do, where they bury their head in the sand.
Did you know that the hailstorm actually legally can't hit you if you don't consent? So you just point to the sky and say, I do not consent to be hit. And then you just keep going.
Hailstone just falls right into your mouth. Chokes you out.
Well, some tasty ice cream.
If you see a baby in the middle of the street as this hailstorm starts and nobody's helping, what are you doing?
Say, tough luck, buddy.
Throw the baby at the skies as retribution.
I mean, you know, they always say you can't save anyone if you don't save yourself first, right?
That's so true.
So
that's why you have to put the gas mask, but the gas mask on airplanes on yourself before you put them on a child.
That's right. Because you really want to make the child hang in there, you know, you want to show them this is what would happen to you if I don't help you. And then you help them out because you are a very benevolent person, ultimately.
You know, yesterday I found out I have a very good throwing hand. And
okay. And?
I think babies are in danger.
As in you're going to make them an intentional target? Or
this guy's God. I'm throwing babies at God.
I see. Well,
as a power move.
Honestly, if you were to take my baby and swing it towards the sky so hard that it went to God, then I would have no choice but to respect you and the decision that you made to do that.
Thank you. I do agree that I'm deserving of this respect.
All right. Well, Sid and Rudy, of course. Would you like to move on to your article, Sid, or should I go?
I can go. Billie Jean is not my lover, but she sure can carve.
Okay.
And I mean carve in the tennis terms.
Oh.
Because Asana recently hosted their round one match against Canada for the 63rd Billie Jean Cup and won 3-1. Now you might be asking, what is the Billie Jean Cup? Billie Jean King Cup. Did I say Billie Jean Cup?
Yes.
I meant Billie Jean King Cup. So this cup, shortened to the BJK Cup, is the premier international team competition on women's tennis. It's basically, if you're familiar with the Davis Cup.
Yes.
So the Davis Cup is for men. This Billie Jean King Cup is for women.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so they recently hosted the round one match against Canada for the 63rd Cup. The Czech Republic, Australia, Russia, Italy, and the United States are the only countries that have won both cups in the same year. Big L Kazakhstan, do better.
Honestly, in terms of tennis, I don't know how into tennis you are, but at the beginning of the year, the Australian Open's here, so I went to a couple games, and I actually did not realize how many Kazakhstani players, like top players, there are playing tennis.
Yeah.
I was very surprised.
No, in fact, on that note, the world number two in tennis, Elena Rybakina, will not participate in this event because the country and her coaches and everything want to focus on making her the number one in the world rather than do this team sport cup.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Mm.
What a selfish bastard.
So true, Beth.
She did not make the choice.
No, best of luck with her. It's just there's definitely somebody out there, some old grandpa. Look at his bitch.
Yes, sitting possibly along Stratum, giving her looks of judgment in a red t-shirt.
Wow, that's very specific. I love how you pulled these very specific experiences out of your life on this podcast. For everybody to find out about them, Sid.
You were there.
Well, yeah, and that's it.
Yeah, the street was entirely empty other than us and that guy.
So what happened? It just gave you a dirty look?
And a fishnet underneath.
Big Obongo.
Sid was my owner.
Hardly know her.
Please.
So they hosted their match. Is it like where you fly in, fly out, or it's all one tournament in one location?
It is fly in, fly out because the finals is to be held in Shenzhen. I don't remember when.
Shenzhen?
Yes, Shenzhen.
South China?
South China.
Come on.
Damn, you made him really happy.
All right, well, for my article, I've got old man walking.
Wow.
And you will never believe, you will never believe what this story's about.
Tell me.
It's about an old man walking.
Holy shit.
Is that not crazy?
He walking from Romania to Spain. What? He done walked from Kazakhstan to Beijing before. And he walked a big tour of Kazakhstan, which is like 8,000 kilometers as well. So he's been there.
He's been walking out there.
And guess what his reason for walking is?
Gotta get away from my wife, am I right?
So true. So true.
I think he's trying to find the coolest walking stick.
That could well be, but he says it's really because... Cool. Before he was retired, he had never really left the country, and so he wanted to walk and experience the people, the views, the places.
Which country?
Kazakhstan.
Ah, okay. Because he's walked across, I guess, half of them at this point.
Well, at this point, yeah. Well, this was before he was retired, you know, when he was a hard-working worker, working work. He had not had much time.
What a way to make a living.
It's like that snail, you know, like that whole story of like you will get $1 million, but out there somewhere is a snail following you, and if it touches you, it kills you. Out there somewhere is an old man walking, Henry, and he's trying to find you.
Oh my god, that's a scary prospect, an old Kazakhstani man. He's on my trail, and at some point he will get
part
me.
Two.
yeah, that's it. He walking. That's my news. This man, he walking.
My, I think my mom's uncle or something went out walking and never came back.
That's...
What? No, yeah, wait, that's the train story.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So basically he had a dementia and he walked out of the house, took a train to a completely different part of the country, got off. Went to the police station and they're like, who are you? And he's like, fuck if I know, man. And got put in an old age home, died. Family reading the obituary. What the fuck? That's grandpa.
Oh, no. Poor guy. That's so scary. I mean,
don't get dementia, lads.
Yeah, that's good advice. Wow. It's a if story
only we can
and
prevent
half.
It like that. Fuck if I know. God, you did.
All right, well, friends, shall we go to the odd?
Let's go to the odd. Oh fuck, dude, my friend Kasym Jomart Tokayev, second president of Kazakhstan. My car won't start. I really have to get to the apple farms in the Kazakh steppe. How else could I get the famed Kazakh Malis Sieversi onto applerankings.com, the top apple ranking website this side of Andromeda? How else would people know about how its fruit is the largest of any species of Malis, except Domestica? Up to 7 centimeters in diameter, equal in size to many modern apple cultivars. Unlike domesticated varieties, its leaves go red in autumn. 62% of the leaves in the wild do this, compared to only 2.8% of the regular apple plant, or the 2,170 English cultivated varieties. I strongly think this apple variety would be greatly beneficial to the global... Hey! You! Why are you listening to our conversation? Who do you work for?
Apple.
You're retired CEO Tim Cook from Big Apple. Guards, torture his ass. And after you're done, please fix my car. Thank you.
Wow. That one really had it all.
I'm sure it did. My Discord crashed, so I was not listening to it. I will listen to it going back.
I'm sorry all to I hear say, that, sir.
All I can say, it involves the second president of Kazakhstan, applerankings.com, a way to rank apples by taste, Tim Cook, and torturing him, I guess.
Oh, lovely. Well, I am waiting to hear it on a Monday morning when I'll listen to it just like a regular person would. I'll get the full experience.
Of course.
Lovely, lovely. All right,
judging
friends, well,
your expressions,
now
it was pretty good.
It was pretty good. And now we must answer the quiz. Friends, how many Stan countries are there?
7.
Is even.
Name at least 4. And Kazakhstan's not included.
Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Turkmenistan.
Wow.
Man just
He's
went
quick
off.
With it. Rudy, would you have said those same answers?
For sure I have.
Of course. All right.
I mean, Rudy's so good, he would have also have added Tajikistan.
Of course.
And Turkmenistan.
Yes. Well, you said Turkmenistan, right, Sid? Did we have Uzbekistan as well? Did we? We've had them all, is the bottom line, I think.
Yes.
All right. Excluding Russia, we have made episodes on all but one of the neighboring countries of Kazakhstan. So name one that we have, the one that we haven't done, and name one that we have done.
Fucking, can we at least pull up maps? Because I don't know the neighboring countries.
No, hell no.
I'm pulling up maps. Okay.
You can pull this straight out of your ass. 100% you would have this if you name at least one of the countries that we just rattled off.
No, we have not.
Tajikistan would be the only incorrect answer.
Yeah, literally. I looked up the maps. And very unfortunately for you, Sid, it's literally the only one that does not border it.
Shit. It's the 9th biggest country in the world. How did I fuck this up? By landmass.
So? Our answers are
have we
either...
done? Have we done the other ones? Are you sure, Henry, that we only have done... we haven't done one?
All right, name them.
Okay, Uzbekistan.
Yeah, we did that. That was like episode 70-something.
I genuinely have no recall. What country? City?
Don't remember the city. I'm pretty sure it was just the capital.
Aww.
But I can't remember the capital.
Is that true? Are we about to find out that he fucked up? What did you say? Turkmenistan? Let's see.
Turkmenistan would have been the one that we haven't done.
Okay, then what did I say?
You said Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan. Huh. Huh. Let's
and then the
see.
Other valid answer would have been Kyrgyzstan and China.
Fuck, he's right. Tashkent, Uzbekistan.
Of course I'm right.
71.
I'm always right.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that.
Wait, is Mongolia bordering Kazakhstan? I can't tell.
No.
No, it's barely
oh,
not.
Oh, there's... Ah, oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll count that as a correct answer. Friends, I mentioned that Kazakhstan is on the border of the Caspian Sea. Is the Caspian Sea technically a lake, an ocean, or a sea?
It's a sea.
It's called a...
It's an inland sea.
Let's hear your answer,
Sid. Don't fall for his jibes. It's an inland sea.
Well, it's called the Caspian Sea.
It's an inland sea. Sid, he's trying to put you off.
Well, but in the grand scheme
just
of things, isn't any
just
ocean
it's inland
also a
does
lake?
Does not mean... Yeah, well, sure. I was going to say that I thought you were going to fall for it being a lake.
I think
it
it's
is
actually
a
big glass of water all
no,
for me
isn't.
To drink.
It is a lake, but it is also a sea. It is
well,
both.
Well, fuck, we were both...
So, this is more... There's no real incorrect answer to this as far as I'm concerned, because it's a bit pedantic, but it is a lake, but it is also a sea.
How the fuck can it be a lake at this size? No, I do not believe this. I will not accept this. You know well, what? You know what I say to the wheel?
Yeah.
Go on,
eat sand, perhaps? Okay.
Swallow seawater, bitch!
And then like, last...
You...
Yeah, sorry?
Yeah, if you think of a lake as a water body surrounded by landmass, yeah, that's all of them. Otherwise, the oceans
yes.
would be pretty fucked.
I'll tell you
yes.
this much. Drink the water, and you tell me if it's lake or not. Because the
all
sea
right.
will have salt water, and lake will have still water.
See, Rudy, that's
fuck,
a very excellent
moving.
Point you make.
It's not
but
still.
Did you know that the Caspian Sea only has 1/3 of the salinity of the oceans?
It's still salt water.
It is still salt water. It is still technically
yep.
a lake. It is also
nope.
still technically a sea.
No,
it can
and
be
everybody's
both,
wrong,
and, it, sure
and
it
I'm
is.
The only one right here, and if anything, I will die on this sea.
Nice. All right, last
that.
Question, and I must preface once again, I haven't touched on this specifically, but are you able to guess from context clues what does the name Astana stand for in Kazakh?
Wait, okay, so I'm double fucked because I DC'd from the call for like half of this episode.
That's okay,
I love
I
the context
it.
Clues that I never heard.
No. The context clue is the name.
Oh. Land? City, land, town, castle.
Those are both good guesses. It does mean, it means capital. But I think you guys had a good guess.
How the
guess
fuck are there like 7 of them?
What do you
or
mean?
Or 8 if you're depending on local dialect.
No, Astana, the city.
Oh. Stan, I thought you were talking about
the
Stan Kazakh
suffix
Astan.
Means like country or land. Like.
Yeah, okay. That's what I... My bad. This
yeah.
is... I think they should
Astan
rename
actually
their capital
means
city.
Whole.
Oh. That's why there are 7 of them in every person.
Okay. Well, that was a successful end to a successful quiz. Big thanks to whoever put that one together. That was good stuff. On to the local business. I was looking around for businesses on Google Maps, and I was lucky enough to stumble upon Steak Restaurant Meat and Beer. And you will never guess what they serve there.
Fanta.
Milk and chips.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah, for...
All right, my turn. I'm plugging Astana Comic Con as my second local business. You might meet
hell yeah.
a Danish superstar.
Well, thank you for that. I am Well, okay. We all know the Great Pyramids of Giza. We've heard of the famed Memphis Pyramid Bass Pro Shop in Memphis, Tennessee.
Of course.
Those are grand and magnificent. And have you ever thought of them and gone, oh yeah, that's excellent, but I want a bit less? The Palace of Peace and Reconciliation in central Astana might be the place for you. The iconic pyramid-shaped glass and steel cultural center has a conference room, opera hall, and exhibits. And it is wheelchair accessible for you, Rudy.
Hell yeah.
Oh. Thank you, I guess. Are you? Is this a threat? Are you about to go break my legs? Anyways, Hungry Rabbit Cafe, where everyone gets food except poor Mr. Rabbit.
Oh.
Yeah, I hate to see it. My local radio recommendation is a Radio Gibbeck Jolly 101.4 FM. And they were playing some very, like, chill, like, lo-fi, I don't know, I guess pop songs. And that was very much up my vibe as I was prepping this for this episode at 1 a.m. in the morning.
I think I was cursed by the spirit of Gibbeck Jolly. Because all I heard is a lot of Kazakh, and then a guy singing radio with a fuck ton of echo fading out. And then this woman started singing something that I can only describe as a weird tantric chanting. Anyways, here's a fun fact. Gibbeck Jolly means Silk Road because it's Kazakhstan's part of the new Silk Road.
Hell yeah. That is a there fun you go. Fact.
Well, I recommend in Kazakh Radiosi, where I heard a wizard speak to me over the plains of Central Asia, telling me about the great return of their Khan as he writes to call the week. P.S. I'm pretty sure it was a cleaning detergent ad. I swear to God, I tuned in and it was like, and it's like just echoes up, echoes, echoes, and then suddenly like nice music starts and some bubble noises come up.
Oh, excellent.
So yeah, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to episode 106. Astana, Kazakhstan. Brought to you by Tom Hassa. If you want to give us feedback, Spotify is your friend, or any other sort of comment section where you can find us. Instagram is also great because here you can find me at 000REDOS000. So 000 is Rudy's 000s. You can find Sid
singing opera in the Palace of Peace and Reconciliation to a grand crowd of nobody.
That's lovely. Henry?
You can find me walking. Or at globallylocalfm@gmail.com.
He be walking.
I do be walking.
All right. And then next episode, you will find us soon.
In Tunis, in Tunisia.
Well, ain't that bit of the nose?
They took the first bit of the country's name for that one, but they took the last bit of the country's name for this one. Kind of fucked up. I think they should make a Tunis Astana.
How about we go and protest?
Let's fucking go.
Hell yeah.